When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to Real Adventures, talking all things fishing, boating, and the great outdoors for Razorback 4x4, Australia's best four-wheel drive sea covers with protection like no other. And Club Marine. Need insurance for your boat or jet ski? Discover why boating's just better with Club Marine.
Welcome back to Real Adventures for Club Marine. Need insurance for your boat or jet ski? Discover why boating's just better with Club Marine, and it is time for All Aboard. And early last year, Redmond, we spoke with a young family in the relatively early stages of a trip around Australia. The thing that absolutely everyone wants to do, and Mike Tyrell from Survival First Aid Kits joins us.
He said it's Tyrell, not Tyrell. We're talking about the American accent,
we
Patrick,
too,
and
we
you've just
too.
Done it. It's Mike. I'll do the intro next time. Good morning, mate.
Hey, mate, how are you?
Oh, I'm good now that he's just buggered that up after our conversation off air.
It's made
quickly.
Your morning,
it's made my
it?
Morning. How good's that? Professionalism here. Mate, you look like you had a cracker trip around the country. Pat's about to get into a bit of info about that. How good's that been?
Mate, we had a really, really good trip. And I think when I spoke, it was about July, so it was halfway through the trip last year. And I was really just starting to find my feet and feel pretty comfortable with what we were doing. So yeah, the back end of the trip, I just felt like it got easier.
So yourself, your wife Bianca, and three kids. How long did it take to assimilate into van life? Because having tried to do it a few weeks back, we needed it longer than 3 nights away. When did you get into that rhythm where it's like, yep, we're away now?
Look, I honestly still think it was about 4 or 5 months in where I absolutely got comfortable. And you know, when you got to juggle, you're juggling trying to work. Like, I was working on the road and I was new to four-wheel driving completely, and I was a caravan novice seller. So you had all these extra stresses, and then you put yourselves together in a van, and it's bloody hard work. But I think the flip side of it is, once I felt comfortable with everything, you get used to each other's triggers as a family unit, you actually are closer, and everything just seems to click a lot easier. I think, if anything, it probably came down to me trying to let go, like making sure I let go of a bunch of stuff that probably would bother me on a daily basis, but I shouldn't have even bothered about it. You know, just trying to like relax a little bit more. So it turned out really, really, really good for me and the family.
Mike, I missed the conversation last time, and I wasn't going back to listen to our podcast. I didn't want to hear Pat's voice. But basically, what caravan are you traveling around the country in?
So I got this 21-footer. It's a Carrera, a little brand from Melbourne, and they were absolute legends. And it held up really, really well. We did some pretty gnarly off-road stuff. We got pinstripes all the way down it, but it did it all. Did the Gib River Road. And mate, we got back and survived. So it was great. Really, really, really good van.
And what about the tow setup itself, Mike? How did you tow it? What did you tow it with? And what did you learn? Would you use the same vehicle again? Were you happy with its performance?
Yeah, definitely. Having no idea before I left, we were looking at all these different things. Like, did I need a ram? But we ended up going with the Land Cruiser 200, and it's just such a reliable unit to tow the car. Didn't miss a beat the entire time. So I wouldn't change that. I was really, really happy with it. Got bogged a few times, but that's just part of it, hey? And, I think once that happens, you actually can not worry so much about it, because it's just part of life. And there's so many people willing to help you that no matter what, you're always going to get yourself out of trouble.
How do you go about getting out of trouble when you've got a, what's very much close to and probably over 5 tons of car and caravan?
Oh, mate, Max trucks were our saviour.
Yes.
On a bunch of occasions. And I think probably the biggest tip I'd say is make sure you've got four, not two. Because two are great, but four, we were able just to get four on the, we had a car and the caravan together on the beach a few times and it happened. And it just, it got us out of trouble.
Mike, I was...
I
was doing the rounds on TikTok the other day, Patrick.
Really?
And and there was a bloke that actually had a bit of wood and he puts it through, puts it over the top of his tyre and straps it on with a few ropes either side
I've
of the...
I've seen people do that.
Around the, you ever thought of doing that one, Mike?
No, that's why you have that's why you have Max tracks.
No, I haven't thought of that, mate. But how hot it was trying to sort yourself out with Max tracks and then trying to do something else with the car. It'd be pretty hard work, I reckon.
Leave that to TikTok, I think.
I think so. Hey, what about the destinations that you went to? Obviously, over the period of close to 12 months, you're going to experience some incredible places. Were there a few places that you hadn't planned on and then they sort of knocked your socks over with how beautiful they were and are?
Definitely. I think last time I filled in on down south, like near Esperance, was absolutely
WA.
Wonderful. Then Ningaloo Coast, like snorkeling with the humpback whales with my 4.5-year-old, like, you know, it was amazing. And just the beaches and staying on the beaches, there were a sort of a once in a lifetime and definitely a highlight of the trip. But I'd say one of the other big, big surprises was the Gibb River Road. Like, I thought it was just going to be horrific, which the road was horrific. But every day you'd drive 2 hours or 3 hours and you'd go 40, 50 Ks. But then you'd stop and you'd have an just incredible hike, watering holes to swim at and waterfalls. It was, it blew my socks off because I just thought it was going to be a dirty, crappy road.
Yeah. What about, so where did you stay along the way? Was it mainly set up with obviously sort of campgrounds and caravan parks? Was there any side of the road because you didn't quite get there and you thought, you know, a place was going to be closer than it was?
Yeah, there was lots of sort of just overnight, what would you call them? Yeah, overnight is just where it's basically side of the road.
Overnight stop here,
truck stop sort of thing.
Truck stops, that's what they were. You literally, you pulled up there, you got trucked. But then there's so many other families doing this that you felt actually pretty safe. I don't know if I would have felt as safe if you were the only one in there and a couple of trucks.
Yes, yep.
No offence to any of the truckies at all, but it's just, you just...
No, I think that's natural.
You're sort of not with your kind. But no, there was so many other families that were out and about. And on the Gibb River, you're not really in caravan sort of cycle parks. You're sort of just pulling over on the side of the road where they've sort of made up a large area and that's where you are. So it just happens to be that there's a great hike from where you are to a beautiful watering hole.
We're always talking about the good things you see and whatnot, few bogs and everything. And what is the worst thing that's happened on the trip? Because something's stuffed up. Has any what's happened that's really going to give us a good laugh, I should say?
Oh, good laugh.
Hey, had the Land Cruiser, van that he was happy with. Like,
that's all the good things, Patrick.
Everything went
all the good things. Something's broken. Something has happened that you've gone, let's not talk about that.
Yeah, all right. Well, I was on Kangaroo Island and... of all places, we had a flat in the middle of nowhere. Went to go get the jack out, and where the air compressor was put in was the jack, and the jack actually was still back home. So whoever
that's a stuff up.
Had taken it out, put it in a box of accessories. But mate, I was lucky that we had a really kind farmer right nearby. He came around with his bobcat and lifted up the back of the car and pulled off the wheel for me. And, we were safe.
That never happens.
That was definitely one.
That's how it happens.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, the one thing you forget, and then, just down the road, there's a guy with a excavator that can just lift you up. Like, not bad.
I would have been stuck there for 3 weeks.
Yeah, he said he does it all the time.
What about the kids? So you're in a confined space for 10 months.
Are they still alive?
Yeah, they are. Stronger than ever, mate. Like, now they're all like 3, 5, and 7. So, confined space is hard, but they just get outdoors, hey?
Yeah,
And they really adapt really, really well. So they they missed it. I think by the end of the trip, by the time we got across to the East Coast, I was sort of pretty happy to be heading home.
Yeah.
But that felt like we were more on the tourist trail coming back down there, and not so much, you know, different hectic adventures every single day.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's sort of what happened there with the kids.
As much as this was a family trip, that was clearly the first and foremost. That was the main reason for it. It was a great piece of advertising for Survival as well. Any organic conversations around, you know, the brand, what you've built and your family's been involved with for such a long period of time? Like, there's obviously the branding on the side of the caravan, and that was a big part of the trip as well.
100%. You couldn't miss us. Everywhere we went, we had that huge snake.
Big snake.
On, and it was, huge snake on the back of it. I thought we'd get a few more beeps and people, you know, sticking up a finger at us on the way through. But no, everyone was great. And you'd often have discussions all over the radio. People would just have a chat with you. I think I told you that last time.
Yeah. Pat. Yep.
Or you'd pull into places and they'd come up and they'd be holding their first aid kit and saying, "I've got it. It's awesome." Which for us is just, as a, you know, small family business, to see so many four-wheel drivers, you know, really everyone that we met had the first aid kits that we make. So that was really humbling to see, and just to show that, yeah, it's good to see people are prepared with some good gear with them.
Well, you had three kids away for 10 months. I'm assuming the first aid kit had a bit of a workout throughout your time.
Oh, mate, it was early on, it was a daily basis with the middle child. We called him the content machine.
Now, Aaron, I did bail Mike up. I said, "Look, we really want to chat about the trip, but we need some giveaways for the next couple of weeks for our audiences."
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to put a little competition out there for the best questions around heading around Australia, and we might revisit with Mike in a few weeks' time and pick our winner. But 25 words or less. What you would have used a survival first aid kit for had you had one on your last trip, whether it's around Australia, whether it was a trip away for a weekend, and you've gone to look in the glove box and you've had bugger all there. So 25 words or less.
Well,
Send it into our Real Adventures social pages. We'll check all our messages and then we'll follow up with Mike in a couple of weeks' time, and we'll tick off the winners and we'll send it out from the Real Adventures offices. What's yours,
Gunnel? Oh, I was just going to say, during the week, as I went to get over the side of the boat of my gunnel, I was by myself, and don't leave your divers hanging in the side of the boat, because I ended up with a Rapala inside my leg.
Yes, you had a hook through your finger, that's right.
No, through my foot. It was through my leg, through my calf, actually, through my calf. So could easily use it. Would have liked a kid on the boat that day, Patrick, because that wasn't much fun. So I just won the comp. Hey, I select the winners.
Hey, Mike, thank you so much for joining us. One last thing. So last week, Redmond, I did a first aid course. One of the great things that you've developed, Mike, is the app that you have that pretty much walks everyone through. If you've got an incident that happens, you've developed an app that helps people walk through from go to woe, whether it's a choking hazard, whether it's a snake bite. It's a fantastic iFirst Aid is the name of the app, but it's a fantastic little initiative because it's free to download, Mike.
100%. And look, nothing replaces training, but in the heat of the moment, if you've got no idea and you want a little help and you're 6 hours from that help getting to you, it's just a bit of peace of mind when you're that remote. So we sort of did it as our gift back to the world, and it's my dad sort of thing. He wants to have a little counter on his grave with the number of people downloading it. He's sort of like end goal. I want millions, you know, everyone to have it at their fingertips. So definitely download it. We put a lot of time and money into it to redevelop it, and we're pretty happy with where it's at the moment.
Yeah, it looks great.
I think one of the things that certainly there's a difference between training in a confined environment where everything's controlled versus being in the heat of an incident that happens and just needing a bit of clarity and something like this, you can just scroll through. You might have someone else there that can read through it, and you've got your person.
Patrick, would need to have
providing
this,
CPR or whatever it might be.
You'll need to have this on the footy field in your pocket, mate, with your old age. You've got sprains and strains here. That'll be a good one for you.
Hey, Mike, thank you so much for joining us. Survivalfirstaidkits.net.au is the website to find out all about survival and the first aid kits that the company offers, as well as the app. Thanks for joining us on Real Adventures this morning.
Thanks, Ivan. Just to say the giveaway, the outdoor bundle is what we're giving away, which is the perfect solution for the trip. So it's got the family first aid kit that stays in your four-wheel drive, Choice Experts rated at number one in 2022, and the snake bite kit always goes with you when you leave the vehicle. It's a great little bundle. Get your entries in, and I look forward to seeing them.
25 words or less, Aaron. When you could have used a survival first aid kit, but you didn't have it. You weren't prepared. 25 words or less. Send it into our Real Adventures socials, and we'll announce winner one a week for the next couple of weeks. Mike, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, lad.